One lady,
welcome to the after show. Stop talking.
Start over.
But we're having a good time.
No, I'm not starting over.
I have to cough. See, now you have to start over. I got something in my throat.
I don't care. Go ahead. I'll turn your mic off. No, let's leave it off. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Tony. It's just you and me with somebody in the background.
Christy enters talking. I don't know if you know that. Every morning at 5:30, she walks in.
Before I was ready.
She'll just enter, and the door opens, and she's talking.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a way to wake up.
This is all he hears. Wah, 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 wah.
It's like Charlie Brown.
He just goes, good morning, and then ignores everything else.
I don't stop doing what I'm doing, because if I stop to do what I'm doing, every time she talks, I never get anything done.
Yeah, I hear you. Probably wouldn't. I said to my husband last night, I go, we are fun. We are talkative people. Why is our son not talking much?
Why do you think?
He goes, do you ever think it's because we talk too much?
Yeah.
I go, maybe. Yeah. So then my sister stopped by with my niece. My sister recently got married, so we talked about that. They called my son came down to see everyone, hugged them and everything without me prompting him.
Wow.
Maybe a little prompt, but still, he decided to have this whole conversation, joking around, having a great time with everyone. Wow. And I was like, whose kid is that?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen that kid in like a year.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's like even Einstein didn't talk. The story goes, he didn't talk until he was four.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, I mean, that's a, you know.
Everybody?
And he said he had nothing to say.
Oh, really?
Who knows, right?
That's so funny.
It's actually one of the lessons that my husband and I really have learned, especially when you have two kids, because you can't know this, Christy, but they do things when they are ready to do them.
Yeah.
And just because, and it doesn't have that much to do with you, just because one kid is ready to do something at a certain age, the other one might not be.
Yeah. Well, I think he's almost 13, so I think it's the puberty thing. So I think we're just not cool enough right now to give us the time of day. Yeah. I'm not sure. Or maybe I just talk too much, like Tony just said.
I don't know.
He does say he asked too many questions.
She had her own language?
When she was a little girl, before she spoke English, she had
was
her
that
own
part of it that you just did?
She would actually, I was Klingon. Kim and I would laugh. She's talking Klingon because she would be gesturing and
but you knew what she was asking for. You want milk, huh?
And we would just sit there and be amazed that this little person was speaking in some language that wasn't English.
Yeah.
And with hand gestures and, you know,
that's so funny.
Facial thing. It was hilarious. And then she did have an imaginary friend for a while.
Oh, really?
Named Missy. Missy was her man. My wife doesn't remember this, but she had Missy as her imaginary friend.
Hmm. And then you had a dog you named Missy?
Then she named the dog Missy.
She did. So she remembered the imaginary friend.
Apparently. I have to ask her about it. But yeah, because we had Millie, our one dog, and then my mother had the Schnauzer, which was going to kill her because she was always getting underfoot.
Right.
So my brother said, go get that dog, get her out of there before it kills my mother. So I couldn't take it to a, you know.
Kept the dog.
Kept the dog, of course.
Glad I did. It's a cute little dog. But yeah, she named her Missy. Because when my mom got it, Leslie came up with the name Missy.
Oh.
So.
It must be her favorite name, Missy.
Could be. But Millie and Missy, you know.
It's kind of funny.
My mother always got the two mixed up. Which one's which one? Yeah.
Which one was the one I had?
Stop. Stop. We're all going to get there someday.
I know.
Me sooner than you.
101. Still can't believe it.
I know it. She's still funny. She still says funny things. She still doesn't, you know, it's funny. I can't remember anything off the top of my head, but she was meeting with, I think it was a doctor. I was in there with her. You know, I can't remember. It was a few weeks ago. And, you know, the doctor was asking her stuff, you know, like, how are you feeling? She goes, how do you think I feel? I'm 101. I mean, she's...
It's like her own comedy routine.
She is, you know.
On the road.
It's really. Take the sack on the road, Flo. But she was the funny one. She was the one that had all the lines.
Oh, that's great.
As my husband's mom got older, so he was like, his mom was a fairly like very, very straight laced sort of, you know, Presbyterian mom, but from Queens.
Mm.
But as she, and so lovely, but not like not loose. She had over the years what David called the great loosening. And so by the time I was married to David, she was in a nursing home. She was doing, everything was always fine. But so, you know, we would like do things sort of for her memory, right? To like keep her going. And so one, David said one day, well, so, you know, who are the seven dwarfs? And she looked at him and she said, they're no friends of mine. Because she couldn't quit. So she'd insert something hysterical whenever like she had one of those moments of, okay, I don't know the answer, but... So it was great. It was a lovely way to get to know, like, sort of like that's more hilarious. About his mom, yeah. because she sort of loosened up as she got older and, like, you know, what the heck? Nobody's looking at me. Here I am. Letting go.
So two things I didn't do yet this summer, and I probably won't do. Summer's almost over. I didn't even think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all
the
way back.
What'd you not do?
Well, I didn't go to a double-A baseball game. Are they still playing? The double-A guys?
The double-A. In Batavia.
Batavia, they're still playing?
I think so.
All right. Maybe that's this weekend. Yeah, I didn't do that, and I still haven't seen Saturn at the planetarium.
Yeah. You know, you can see Saturn a little easier in the winter.
In the winter?
I know. It's cold out there. That's the problem.
I don't go outside in the winter. You know me, anything below 75 degrees, I got no use for.
We need a Saturday night where the sky is clear.
All right.
And on those nights, optionally, the Rochester Astronomical Society guys with their telescopes head out for free up to the planetarium and on the roof. So
I'm going to look at the weather tomorrow. And
weather pending. And then you call the planetarium to see if the guys are going to be
there. I'm going to call you, and then you're going to call Hillary. And we're going to make an evening of it. So that's, I'm just saying, I'm going to look at the weather tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you have plans, I'm sorry. I got to see Saturn. I have to see.
Through a telescope is the important. You can see it with your bare eyes.
Yeah,
it's
not the same thing.
Yeah.
I want to see it through a telescope. I want to see the rings. Yep. I want to see all that stuff.
Because you shall, my friend.
It's like that's my favorite planet. And I think, we got screwed on the name of our planet. We really did. I mean, you've got, Saturn and Neptune and Uranus and Pluto. Well, I still count Pluto. I don't care what Neil deGrasse Tyson says. And Venus and Jupiter. What lovely names.
Yep,
then
you
get Earth. You even start to get burped. What's the name of your planet? Earth. Come on. Really? It sounds like a bodily function, doesn't it? Really? I mean, it's sucky. It's a sucky name.
Don't they call it, in all the sci-fi places, movies, they call it Terra, right?
Well, yeah, but that's
been pretty.
We should be called Planet Terra. That's a wonderful name. Terra's wonderful, okay? But no, it's Earth, okay? It's like, it sucks. They screwed us. Who named it? Who's the person that named it?
I don't know. Earthling is even worse.
That's right.
Yeah.
But who named it? I want to know who named Earth, okay? Because everything was named by the time we got here.
Yeah.
Which is
true.
Doesn't that, I think it's a little too convenient that, all that history that happened before we got here, all the world wars and all the revolutions and all that stuff that happened a long time ago.
Yes.
And the cavemen and all that stuff. By the time we got here, we had microwave ovens, we had cars, we had airplanes, we had jets, we had rockets, we had
contact lenses.
Right. Contact. Okay. We've got record players and CD players and all that stuff. It's all done for us already. We don't have to invent anything.
Right.
I mean, if somebody came up with a computer for us and everything, great, right? And all the oceans are named, all the land masses are named.
The stars. You can buy names of stars.
I know, that's all fake anyway. But for some reason, it just seems too convenient. I think a lot of stuff has been made up. I don't know. I don't know if this is a real life or not.
Hmm.
It's just very convenient how everything is done for us already by the time we got here. Okay? I mean, did you have to forage in the woods for food? No, you went to the grocery store. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Did you have to walk to school? No, you had a bus pick you up. Did you have to build a fire in your house? No, you had central heating. It's a little too convenient. I'm not trusting this.
Now you're not going to trust it? I got some. All the planets except for Earth are named after Greek and Roman gods and goddesses. The name Earth simply means the ground.
Yeah.
And it says Earth was first used as a name of the sphere of the Earth in the early 15th century. The planet's name is Latin. And a renaissance is the same as that of Terra Mater, the Roman goddess, which translates to English as Mother Earth.
Nice.
So that must be where it all comes from.
But, somebody in the 15th century named it Earth, so started using the word Earth, and that's how they named it. It sucks. It's just not right. They should have stopped right there. No, it's just not right. It's just not right. I think we got screwed. Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I always look for reasons to be positive. Well, I think you're really,
he's really
plowing the earth there
earth.
For reasons to be
plowing
negative.
Terra.
Plowing Terra.
There you go. Terra sounds so much nicer than Earth.
Right. Well, it's close to if you mess it up, you can terror.
Terror. Yeah. Well, that's if you're from New York.
Terror.
Terror.
We live on planet Terror.
All right. Fine. That's it. Rename Earth.
Hey, I'm
that's
getting better
next
at my
day.
Accent.
We're
going to
rename Earth.
Good luck with that, my friend.
We're accepting new names for Earth. Ninth caller. What do you got?
Tony. Tony sounds
there
like
you
a
go.
Good
Tony
name.
Tony Town.
Tony. Tony. I love it.
All right. I'm done rambling. We'll see you
Me
later.
Too. Bye.